All right. Well, it's Sunday, September 24th. Another the end of the world behind us. You remember those end of the world things. You know, one of them just recently was, 1999 to year 2000. It was all going to collapse. You know, you see the computers were all screwed up and they coded everything wrong. I got a cat in my face and that's kind of annoying. But I keep telling him to get out of my face and he's not listening. It's kind of really sucks, but it's not the end of the world. I'll figure a way to get him out of the studio. Anyways, I'll just have to hold him in my lap for a second. Then there was, Nibiru, right? Yeah, remember Nibiru? The Mayan calendar, right? All of a sudden, it comes to an end. The whole world's going to come to an end on December 21st, 2012. The end of the world. But as we marched up to December 12th, 2012, what happened? They found out that they indexed the Gregorian calendar to the tune. I think it was the tune, the Mayan calendar, at least one of the parts of the Mayan calendar. And I can't remember all that just now, but it was actually the end of the world happened in, I think it was November 2011. So technically speaking, that was an end of the world. Yeah, okay, that happened? No, that didn't happen. 2012 came around, and, yesterday came around, right? You know, last week I was, going to work, and one of the guys I work with goes, hey, you know, the world's going to, like, end. It's going to end on Saturday. I said, oh, yeah? Well, great. It's been a while. You know, it's been a while. The world ends all the time, and if you just want to take that as a, you know, hyperbole thing or whatever. Anyways, we survived again, and we're looking at the, you know, backside of the end of the world. The predictors, the people that say these things, you know, they go off spinning their thing, and this guy that's been in the end of the world, he's saying now, well, I didn't mean it was going to end. I just meant that it was the beginning of the end. I'm going, man, we've been in the end of the world since I was born. You know, this stuff just keeps getting crazy and crazy and crazy. We'll talk about this, but let's rope on the folks. Hey, Doc, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, sounding just clear enough, man. Everything good in your neck of the woods?
No complaints, and nobody wants to hear them anyway, so, yeah.
Yeah, Alan, what's going on with you, man?
Oh, I don't know. I'd say Nibiru's real. She's outside the cabin here right now. She's not the end of the world, but she is kind of demanding.
Oh, I know. I remember that deer. That was so funny when we found her in the middle of the field that one night, hunkered down. Yep. It's like, wow, little baby deer, what are we going to do? And you marched back up and back and forth. Well, man, her mom, what man, All of a sudden, well, there was no mom. You got a deer. And Nibiru, her name's Nibby. You know, Alan talks about her a lot on, you know, on his show with Doc and on our show, right? It's a deer. And it's about, how old is Nibby now? About 4 years old?
Oh, she's five. Yeah, she's just five. A comical part of my life. Just conversing with animals.
It is quite funny. For all you guys that don't understand the comedy of the whole thing, I'd go over to Alan's house sometimes, and all of a sudden this deer walks through the door and goes, man, I've been telling you, feed me. And, you know, he's like, okay, I'll go feed you. So, you know, as deers go, she has a great life, Alan.
Yeah, I would say so. She's fatter than the other ones around here.
Hey, we also got Jimmy on the line again. You know, I wanted to, since we were dealing with all sorts of stuff, I felt like we didn't get any closure. We always seem to run out of time. So let's bring Jimmy on. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey.
Hey.
It's been a wild week, man. Last server is leaving my office today, going back to its business. What we didn't talk about is the after effects of a storm. And even in my personal back land, I have trees that are slowly fading into the wind. You know, you go out and you assess the damage, but I walked out there 3 days later. It took them 6 days to get the oak tree off the neighbor's power supply lines. And when I went out there to observe that being done, I noticed I had several other trees that had significantly changed their angle of attack. So fortunately, none of them are jeopardizing the building. And if I can make one comment on the end of the world, I believe that it wasn't so much going to be the end of the world, but I think it's just one more, you know, and I won't go all religious on people, but it's just one more event that does fit Revelation 12 especially. And I think if it's interpreted properly, it was never that yesterday was the end, but it was another nail in the coffin, if you will, of caution. And, you know, and the events are still not. I have a calendar here somewhere, but today is another significant event with regard to holidays and things. So that's kind of what I was looking at, is yesterday wasn't the end, but it was certainly possibly a sign of some sort. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, I guess. It really just depends, you know, whether we interpret, you know, the Bible actually says that you're not going to figure this stuff out, and everybody says that they've got it figured out, right, and whatnot. But here's the deal. You know, we keep sliding, right? And we'll get back to hurricanes in Florida, and we'll continue on the end of the world and, you know, whatever. But, you know, several weeks ago, we did a show on science fiction, and we were talking about, and I have a specific direction I want to go. That's why I'm going down this route. We were talking about science fiction, and the series came up called Dark Angel. In Dark Angel, they have this guy that breaks into the TV network, and he talks out the TV. It's a lot like what happened on They Live, and there are numerous shows. And we had that happen this last week when the emergency broadcast system, or they call it emergency announcement system or something like that now, but it was broken into, right? And you go, well, what the heck happened? And they have this little story about, you know, tones, right? So, you know, whenever anything gets broken into, you're supposed to, the radio station automation system listens for a tone, and then it does a tone out. So you go like, okay, we're going to break in. Okay, you know, emergency, emergency, emergency. And then they go tone out or something like that. So that, they say, didn't happen. And all of a sudden, somehow, Art Bell and some other preacher are being broadcast, you know, on the air on Spectrum Television and, you know, different cable companies. And, you know, I'm just not buying that. You know, I was talking to this guy named Farron Shope. He does a show on Saturday mornings, the real news. And he's an actual broadcaster. And he was telling me that he was quite concerned about, you know, the ramp up of, how is it? The government getting in front of the signal. So he has an AM signal, and it goes out and whatnot, and he has all of his programming, and it's great. And then they go, here's this box. This isn't the first time they did that, but they want to automate that whole system and just be able to turn it on whenever they want to. And he told me that it was at the beginning of the month, maybe late last month, and I haven't followed up on him. I'll try to get with him this week and ask him how that went, or if it's still going to happen. Maybe it's happening next week. I don't know. But they have a new piece of equipment that has to go in so they can actually automatically just flick one switch and then they light them all up. Say, hey, this is the president. You guys are all doomed, or whatever they're going to say. You know, so... Well, we have this little hack that seemed to have happened, and everybody's like, oh, the end of the world? The end times are near. How did that happen? Is that serendipitous? Is it predictive programming? Are they showing us the next step. Because for me, I go with the latter. You know, this is the next step. They're telling us, okay, the predictive programming's been out there for a while, right? They live this little break in, trying to wake people up from the fuzzy universe where they sleep in their own heads. I don't know. Who wants to bite on that one first? Let's go to ABC. Hey, let's go to Alan. What do you think, Alan? Thinking all about that?
Predictive programming. One that really kind of scares me was that one in time where they've got the chip inside of them and there are satellites that control everything and you work for time on your life. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't work, you don't get time added to your life, so you pretty much die. And when you go down to McDonald's and buy you a Big Mac, it takes 5 minutes off your life, you know, your lifetime.
Yeah, that was called the just in time.
The controllers who run around with the little machines that can add life to you, you know, the controllers of the time. So, yeah, it's predictive programming. Yeah, there's all kinds of things that they show us that if you can get past the mesmerization of the media blitz that we're under, they tell us what they're doing, what they're planning, and what they have done. So, yeah, it's all out there to find.
Okay, let me bounce over to Jimmy. What did you think about that event that happened last week, the little emergency broadcast thing? You think about it at all?
Oh, pick me. Well, first of all, in any network, you've got what's called the head-in. And the head-in is like a telephone company central office. Nothing goes out over the air without coming in through the head-in. So anytime I hear the word hack in these emergency, you know, I call north end of southbound bull. It was not a hack, in my humble opinion. It was purposefully planned or executed, maybe by someone inside the head end or the, you know, the switch. And the tone you talked about is a 1 kilohertz tone that we've all heard since we were kids. You know, there's a test of the emergency broadcast system. Beep, beep. And those are cue signals that does take over the transmission equipment. But I agree with Alan. It's funny because I have a call with my senior partner each Sunday morning, and he kind of the lather up guy. And we talked about these things. And I think it is their way of, you know, because they have the rule. And when I say they, I mean the dark side or whoever, you know, the Darth Vaders of the government. They have to buy their own credo. Tell us what they're about to do, and they do it very subliminally. So my summarization is, yes, that was definitely intentional. When I saw it was a oopsie, I call BS, and that's not the first time that's happened. Now, if it happened on my channel, on Ustream, or something like that, then, you know, but to do it through a Spectrum, a major broadcaster, there is no way in Hades, in my opinion, that was an oopsie or a hack.
You got any opinion about that, Doc?
Well, I think whether man-made or real, they always need a little hiccup to have more control and make more changes that are going to make sure they keep us all protected and safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I keep seeing a lot of that stuff in the, you know, I mean, I want to go so many different directions, but as we look at the things around us, right, this year, let's just look at Antifa, and let's look at all of a sudden, poof, there they are. Oh, they've been here forever. Oh, we just haven't noticed them. Oh, okay, great. Well, what do they got everybody pissed off about? Oh, masked men running around, you know, with baseball bats. Right? Now we're all up in arms, right? You know, Antifa's bad. We got a, you know, bad Antifa. And yes, they're bad. Yes, they're bad. That violence and non-thought is bad. But we're all, they're roping us in to have some kind of a law or an edict put out there that you have to have your face completely wide open, right? We've got this problem with burkas, right? You know, oh, we're going to, you know, ban burkas. Okay. Well, then all of a sudden the facial recognition stuff is coming in and they've got something lined up to allow them to say, well, look, we have precedent, right? You know, you have to show your face because the burqas are bad, and then so are the Antifa clown masks or whatever they wear. Predictive programming, they want us to go that direction. It would just be nice if they just arrest these people that are doing violence, but then that wouldn't serve their purpose. You know, I know, Alan, we talked a little bit about the Antifa guys last week, and that you kind of are on the same page as me, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like I said, you know, I believe they've had interviews with police somewhere saying that, well, you know, they'd never let them, you know, do that in our city. You know, any time anyone tried to hide themselves, they kind of figured they were up to nefarious things. So, you know, that's if you want to protest, you go out and you put your face on the line. You know, that this is who I am. I'm protesting because I don't like it. This is who I am. It's like the public has to, it needs to show. You know, it might be scary. It might get you put on a list somewhere. But, you know, we need to stop hiding.
Mm-hmm. 6 or 8 years ago when I first moved to Fredericksburg, it was a couple years after I'd been here, we had Sheriff Mack and a whole bunch of people were speaking out at the whatever it was, and they go, now let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And I said, huh, I've never really thought about this before. And I'm like, okay, why am I standing? Okay. Well, I sat down and I went along with it. And it was kind of the first time I ever sat down through the whole thing. And I just listened to the words. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. And I started analyzing those words and started to wonder why I'm pledging allegiance to a flag when the people of the United States of America the people of the world for sure, but then it comes back to the United States of America. It comes back to Texas, to my friends in Fredericksburg, my friends, my family, and my allegiance is to my family and my friends, not to a flag. And so from that point on, I was kind of like taken aback when everybody stands up and does a mindless drone thing. And we've talked about the Pledge of Allegiance and so forth. Well, Donald Trump this week, again, went ahead with this whole, you know, now we've got more stuff going with Major League Sports. They want to kneel for the Pledge of Allegiance and da-da-da-da-da, and Trump wants them fired. You know, and we're the same thing. And so now is there going to be a law, right, that you have to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? They're kind of, you know, I mean, I didn't stand for the pledge, and sometimes I'll stand. I won't recite the words. I won't do the incantation, you know, and that's for my own reasons, right? I don't believe that we're pledging allegiance to the republic for which it stands when I don't feel it standing. I don't see it standing. It's not a republic. You know, so, but that's my thing, and I have my right to do that. And the police chief here in Fredericksburg agreed with that as he got in my face one time during a city council meeting because I wouldn't pledge allegiance to the flag, right? But in the end, he understood my point. I said, you know, I pledge allegiance to you, to my neighbors, to my friends, not some flag. Right. And the Republic, you know, guy went down that thing and he went from huffy puffy in my face, breathing on me, you know, to OK. Was quite a night, actually. I don't know. But those two things, right, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance and the Antifa are in alignment with, you know, this emergency broadcast break-in type thing. In my mind, it's part of the predictive programming. It's part of what Walmart's pulling on us right now with their, you know, in-your-face face scanners. And, wow. First segment. Hang on, folks. We've got a lot going on today. We'll be right back with Republic of Texas Radio.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So this morning when I woke up, I went outside and, you know, Republic of Texas radio, and my cat had a mouse, and it was, you know, it's terrible that I have a cat that actually works for a living, but he wanted to bring it inside, and, you know, I hate the feeling of, well, good kitty, and you ain't getting that thing in here. You know, I don't want that mouse in the house, you know, we do that. So now he's sleeping in my lap, little punk ass, whatever. Enough me monologuing. Let's go to the guys and see, you know, what they're thinking right now. I want Doc, why don't you lead this off, and you guys tell me what's really going on. Am I just drawing the wrong parallels, or is any of that stuff truth? What, Doc?
Well, if we're talking about the guys kneeling at the national anthem, and I'm all for anybody doing whatever they want as long as it doesn't hurt somebody else. But the sadness in this is it's a quarterback that was started all this, who was making $60 million a year, saying that there were no opportunities for a minority like him in America. You know, when the rich kid starts crying, he don't have enough toys. It's really hard to feel sorry for him, but he does have the right to be stupid and say that stuff. But I don't understand it. When you prove that a young black kid from an inner city can be making $60 million a year playing football, what are you telling us? That, you know, you wanted $120 million? I don't know what his problem was, but I think he picked a bad format and made himself look very silly.
Interesting. Anybody else? Anybody want to weigh in on that?
Well, this is once again where they take a good concept. You know, everyone wants to, you know, have their peer group. They want to, you know, we all want to be accepted by you know, our, the people around us. And you know, and our national pride, you know, it's not a bad thing because, you know, they're working on our illusion of what they presented to us, you know, is that we're this close-knit community and we're all for the good. We're the, you know, right in with the white hat. And, you know, but that's not what reality is. You know, it's not bad to have national pride in your community and in the people around you, you know, thinking that, you know, that we're all working towards a common goal. You know, we're working for the good. And unfortunately, what's been presented to us is basically a lie. Like I said, I'm really pissed off because we spent so many years learning crap in school that I've come to find out that, you know what, 70-80% of it was nothing but friggin' lies. And that's why school was so boring. The history was boring because the real history is real damn interesting, you know. Yeah. And it's they've just kept us, you know, subdued to a semi-slavery, you know, position. It's kind of hard to pinpoint exactly, you know, a term for what they've done to us.
Yeah. I know. Hey, Jimmy, I don't know what your take is on this. What do you think? Where have you been on this?
Well, I agree with all three of you, especially, you know, I'm one, live and let live. I may not approve or like what my neighbor's doing, but as long as he or she is not harming me or my property, then go for it. I'm a huge person of respect. I understand what you're saying about I pledge allegiance to the flag, but if you continue, it's of the United States of America, so the flag standing for, and see, we're back to what Alan just said, that's what pisses me off the most, is not only in our general age group that I think we're all in the same, all on the panel here this morning, when I learned, what I learned was mostly BS, and then I have seen that escalate into what they're teaching our youth today. It makes it hard to, and I believe it was either Doc or Alan that just said, I read a meme yesterday where it showed a serviceman making, I don't know, $18,000, $20,000 a year in a foxhole, if you will, and then right next to it, you know, an NFL player. That, you know, and actually the military gentleman was also in the same bracket. He was drafted, did play NFL, but chose to leave to serve his country. And, you know, again, I respect what others do, but I also think in a public figure like that, you know, it's a tough topic, but at the end of the day, him taking the knee, and the reason he took the knee that he put out there, I think, is total BS. And I agree with, I believe it was either Alan or Doc that said, you know, here he's making $60 million a year. And with all due respect, I mean, this guy is not going to have a career after he gets beat up out there very long. And I don't see too many NFL retirees coming out like we used to see that do some good for the community. And I'll wrap up with this. We all need to be independent and do our thing and not harm each other, but we need to come together and respect the community.
Yeah, respecting people is kind of important. I hear the music. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio. Here's the music.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage.
Okay. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we're joined today by with Jimmy from Bank versus bankversusyou.com. That's bankvsyou.com. And we've been talking about stuff, and I guess it's kind of about predictive programming, and we're going to get to the important stuff towards the end of this hour, but I wanted to talk a little bit about, well, I don't know, we somehow got into sports and the kneeling thing. And thanks, Jimmy, for you know, correcting me, I guess. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, period. I guess I was taking that out of context, and I'll chew that over, you know, in the future. But we're seeing something that might be a wonderful thing, right? Currently today, the president, he's off on a tear, you know, El Trumpolator. You know, he's sitting there going, well, those guys are misbehaving. Fire them. Let them go. He went to some basketball team and said, no, you know, you win. I don't want you here. I know what you stand for. That's free market, right? That's, well, you... cause and effect. Dang it. That's beautiful. You know, it's like what happens to the Emmys and the Grammys and the Oscars. They get up there and they spew hate and they expect you to watch. The NFL is having record number of people not show up to their dang things. Well, maybe they should just play the game that they were paid to play and not get all political on us. And I think that's kind of what you were going for on that, Doc. But I do worry that it's going to go too far and we're going to get to a society that wants to regulate people's opposition to something. Is that your take, Doc?
Well, I guess, and I'm looking at the chat room, and the chat room said maybe Colin Kaepernick wasn't speaking for himself. He was speaking for all those that are struggling. But I think he could have done a lot more good if he stood up and he said, hey, guys, whether you're in the inner city or you're out in the suburbs or in the country, look what you can achieve. Look at me, a young black man who worked hard, and now look where I'm at. You can do it too. And if he'd have given them some inspiration and some hope, maybe everybody would have got behind him. But it's hard to stand up there and say, poor me, when you, it ain't poor me. And all he did was create a negative domino effect. Now you've got little leaguers taking a knee. You've got baseball players taking a knee before the games now. And It could have gone the other way. It could have inspired a whole generation of kids just by saying, work hard and you can be where I'm at maybe one day, or whatever your chosen career is. It's a shame that he missed that opportunity. And again, he had the right, and you got to admire Trump. Trump's playing the same games they're playing, only they don't like it. The basketball player that caused Trump to say that called Trump a bum. And Trump said, okay, I don't want you guys to show up. Big deal. Well, yeah. When they do that at the Emmys or on the field, everybody seems to like it. But when Trump did it, it wasn't so popular when they got their own medicine.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, I don't know what to say.
Also, real quick, we're trained, led to idolize these guys who really produce nothing for society. They're playing a game, and they're making millions and millions and millions of dollars, where the rest of the normal, ordinary people out here are struggling at a, you know, 40-plus hour job a week, if they're lucky, and just barely scratching by, you know. And yet we've got these guys who really do nothing for society, and we're taught to idolize them. You know, why? You know, it's like, why don't we idolize the guy who builds our house or puts your sewer and water lines in your neighborhood you're living in, you know, something that actually, you know, helps you accomplish, you know, the task of life.
Well, maybe that's what we're seeing, the shift, you know, the shift of idols that are just these big things. And, you know, one of the things that came to my mind, and I want to go to Jimmy real quick, but one of the things that came to my mind was, well, why didn't Copernicus or whatever his name is, Kaepernick, why didn't he put his money where his mouth is instead of opening his mouth? Why didn't he take his bank account and figure out a way to help people, take those millions and focus it somewhere, and then say, hey, folks, use my influence to say, hey, folks, help me help these people. Instead, he decides, well, I guess these people are kind of lemmings, you know, anyways, most of the corporate United States. And so his little kneeling thing, he didn't go out of pocket, and he didn't get the result that he was saying that he wanted, right? He wanted help for downtrodden, right? You know, let's help them out, folks. I'm going to kneel, right? Is that it? Altruistic? No, he didn't get the result that he wanted. He just got more hate, you know? So maybe he didn't think that one through. Jimmy, are you there?
I am. And see, this is where the situation really provides a healthy environment for debate, because I see both sides. And actually, the gentleman that put the comment in the chat room, you know, we can look at it this way. We're spending our time trying to fix something that is so obvious. So is the taking the knee a way that would help us call attention to the problem? That's quite possible, but it's the way and the arrogance and the fact also, I think it was Doc or Alan, I'm trying to get your guys' voice down and make notes so I can respond directly to you guys. So, and once again, thanks for having me. It's really a pleasure to be on this panel on Sundays. But there are other ways to do it, and the fact that it's spread down to Little League, I mean, these are 8-year-old, the article I read, these are 8-year-old kids, and they do not know what they're doing. And, you know, it's time for the dads and the moms to sit down. And that's where healthy conversation like this, because my point is it can be looked at from two different angles, that it's society rising up or it's arrogance rising up. And, you know, I live here in Tampa. I don't get out like I used to, but I used to see these baseball and football players around town, and it is sickening. And it's not a jealousy thing, but, you know, they're wearing $1 million worth of rings and, you know, they're Maseratis and this, that, and the other, and they're not acting like gentlemen. They're acting like punks, and that's a shame. Now, I think it was Steve that said, you know, if these guys would take their millions and get out there and go to Texas or put together some project to help Puerto Rico or South Florida, okay, you know, now we've got a community person, and I think it was Doc that said, you know, we need to idolize the heroes of our community, you know, the guys that restored power lines and worked 12, 14-hour days to get out there and risk their lives. Right. And, you know, I used to be a Buccaneer season ticket holder, and now I wouldn't buy a piece of popcorn from the NFL. You know, it's entertainment. It's not doing anything for the community. And again, I'm sorry to get so long-winded.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. We're going to have to go to the phone lines real quick. But the government even gets in there and says, we're fixing everything for everybody. And you took down that tree, right? It was like, what? What did you do, Mr. Government? Hey, phone lines, folks, 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Mark in Florida, hang on. First, let's go to Earl in Texas. Hey, what you thinking today, Earl?
Good morning, gentlemen. Morning. Enjoying your program. I have three comments I would like to make, if I may.
Yeah.
I'm in favor of the First Amendment, and however they're going to display what they want to convey, as long as it's peaceful, to me, that's what it's all about. I don't know the arguments on it. I don't really care to watch the professional sports other than boxing. So I'm in favor of that. The second issue is in reference to the flag salute. For 142 years prior to 1942, from 1776 to 1942, there was no official Pledge of Allegiance. And once you start pledging allegiance, you then automatically become a subordinate to what you're pledging to. Some years ago, I used to do a lot of speaking, and one of my speeches was in reference to what are we pledging to. And so, therefore, I'm not a big fan of it, and I caught a lot of flack over that, because here, you know, being an ex-Marine, and people saying, hey, what in the world's going on with you? But nonetheless, once you start conveying a message and drawing some fact out, then people start hearing and perhaps start listening. My third comment is on the end of the world stuff. If I may, it's very brief. Mm-hmm. A correspondence from General Lee to his son. And he says, in regard to duty, let me, in conclusion of this hasty letter, inform you that nearly 100 years ago, there was a day of remarkable darkness and gloom, still known as the Dark Day, a day when the light of the sun was slowly extinguished as if by an eclipse. The legislature of Connecticut was in session, and it is, and as its members saw the unexpected and unaccountable darkness coming on, they shared the general awe and terror. It was supposed by many that the last day, the day of judgment, had come. Someone in consternation of the hour, moved in adjournment. Then there arose an old pilgrim legislator, Davenport, of Stamford, and said if the last day had come, he desired to be found at his place, doing his duty, and therefore moved that candles be brought in so that the house could proceed with its business.
Hmm. So. Well, yeah, interesting. I agree with that sentiment. You know, I'm going to do what I think I need to do. It's kind of moves us on into the topic I want to jump into after we go through this bank of calls. Hey, anybody want to weigh in on what Earl just said? I guess they're all chewing.
Well, real quick, I agree with Earl because, again, like we said, what we learned and thought was correct as kids, we're slowly, or actually now very accelerated, finding out that it was all misleading. And to pledge allegiance, and the same with, you know, the gentleman, Earl, stated that, you know, his colleagues were saying, what's up with you? And these guys that do go risk their lives for our country, I have huge respect for. But they also are beginning to figure out that they're being used as pawns. And I think maybe that's a little bit what Earl was going to, is, wait a minute, you know, I'll stand up and fight for my neighborhood or my country, but I'm not going to become a security officer to guard the poppies in Afghanistan. That's another deep topic that I'll kind of leave on the table. But we've all been usurped. And it's time to have these conversations. Sometimes they're hard, sometimes they're pleasurable, but it's time to face truth and fix the cancer, cut it out, and get back on to giving this great country and its citizens, its occupants, or whatever you want to term them as, the opportunity to work hard and contribute to their neighborhoods, their leadership and government, and get rid of all this control. And I yield.
Okay. Hey, Earl, thanks for your call. Always appreciate your thoughts, and it's great hearing you out there, man.
You have a nice day. Thank you for your program. Okay. Y'all have a good day.
Okay, let's move on to Mark in Florida. Mark in Florida, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. The world did end because the lawnmowers didn't come and mow the lawn. When are they going to mow this grass? I wanted to comment on the NFL players first. Exposes how they have been misguided, just like the rest of us, as far as history is concerned. And a second point on that is, if he did take any of his millions and try to help anybody, how many government forms would he have to fill out without being arrested for helping anybody? It's a terrible thing. If you go to the Little League kids, the last caller mentioned General Lee's writings. There's a historian named Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Gaddy, G-A-D-D-Y. There's two videos on him on YouTube. If this Little League coach had any respect for his team, his children underneath his instruction, he would explain to them why they're down on a knee, and the schools aren't teaching the true history, and that's a terrible thing. So they are protesting blindly. They don't know what they're, why, what, or why they're doing what they're doing. They're just doing what they're told to do, just like every police officer that Pager's an old lady on the side of the road. They're just doing what they're told to do. As far as Trump... Kind of,
go ahead. Keep going. No, it's you, man.
As far as Trump, he took an oath to serve, protect, and defend the Constitution, not put his hand on his chest for a flag. The only thing a flag does is it's a sign of war. This is our flag coming in to attack your flag. When you, when people try to rescind, their U.S. citizenship, they'll be asked, well, what flag are you going to live under? All these traditions of, you got to have a flag. Where's your flag? The Monty Python. Where's your flag? Stick a flag in the ground, it's yours. This is so insane and so terrible. We don't know what we're doing, but to condemn anybody when they're not underneath your, say you work at Bob's Tires. Well, you do according to Bob's Tires, and if you don't like Bob and his tires, you walk away.
Yeah.
There's nothing pointing a gun at you saying you have to stay at Bob's Tires. And what Trump is doing, and he's trying to tell people, you have to stay with us or we're going to do something to you that you ain't going to like. And that's where the wrong is.
That's interesting. Well, hang on. We got a short segment coming up. We got time to crunch on that a little bit. Don't know if we see eye to eye, but I do think we do. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins, and our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover. So here
we fight. All right. We're coming back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we've got Jimmy of bankversusyou.com. And right now, Mark out in Florida was talking about, well, you know, you're talking about Trump and taking the knee and all that. Hey, you got any thoughts on that, Jimmy? Do we agree? Do we not agree? Do we have an opinion?
I actually agree, you know, and that, see, that's the thing. which is why, you know, in my chat room they're talking about, you know, how this is a great show and everything. It's really a matter of people sitting down like we're doing these past few Sundays and today with an open mind, and because there is a way to solve this, and there are always at least two angles. And I really agree with the gentleman about, you know, these 8-year-old little leaguers, they don't realize what they're doing. And to me, if I was a parent, I would not appreciate my 8-year-old being used in a political advertisement. It's just these are children, and I don't mean any disrespect, but they are not ready to send the message, especially that they do not understand what it is that they're saying.
Mm.
I think the coach should be talked to.
Let me jump in there. Mark.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. You got something, Mark?
Yeah, I'd like to add, if Trump was a real man, he would come out and say, "It's terrible. I feel terrible watching these gentlemen take knees, but I've committed to drain the swamp, and hopefully soon they won't have to take a knee anymore." If he was a man, that's what he'd say, and that's what he'd do. Mm. But he's not, and that disappoints me.
Yeah, that's a great point, you know. So I'm kind of happy that he told the basketball players, well, you know, you don't care for the United States of America, you're going to take a knee, you can't come here, you know, you don't have to decide that you're going to use that as a protest. I'll give you what you want. There is no offer. You cannot come here. Is that wrong? Was he using his power as the president? And why the heck did the president of the United States have a standing invitation to a dang basketball team? Who cares? You know, who cares? Who cares about, I know a lot of you guys care about football and baseball and hockey and basketball, but why do they all of a sudden get to go visit the president? They didn't do a dang thing.
Maybe he was denied ownership of a team and he's hitting them back for it.
That might be true too. Emotion gets into it, and nobody disconnects fully from the job, right? You know, and he definitely doesn't. He's not like the other politicians that I've seen in my lifetime. Got anything else for us, Mark? Oh, Alan.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen.
Real quick here, Steve. I'm gonna have to beg off here at the top of the hour. I'm gonna have to head out. Speaking of doing useful things for your community, I've been down. Spent yesterday all day yesterday with my cousins out here. We're rebuilding part of a boundary fence. And they were already razzing me because I told them I was going to do at least an hour of the radio show this morning, so they were probably already down there stretching wire. So I'm going to go down and hope that we can finish this thing up today.
Okay. Well, we're going to miss you, but we always have next week. Have fun with wire there, Alan, and the rest of you guys. Yeehaw. Will be right back after the, you know, after the break. Republic of Texas Radio. Hour one is over.
Instead they gave with all that they had to give, made sure that their brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky, paid attention to each little blessing in this life, had a more intimate connection with the spirit world, learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, So I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.